Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, A Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Sherry M., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, February 7th, 2022. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are in the chapter Vision for You on page 164, second paragraph, third line, reading three sentences today. Today's readers are Janice P.M., Kara L., and Penny L.C. The reference number for Sunday's special edition on February 6th is 18,514, and the share ID for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 18,516. OA Preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Marietta P. to read the 12 steps. Star one to unmute, Marietta.
Okay, Marietta, compulsive overeater from Virginia, the 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food and our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we'd harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry the message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And I thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you so much for your service. And I will now ask Brandy M. to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, it's Brandy M., recovered in Alberta, Canada. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. Two, for a group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for allowing me to do service. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Brandy. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature that we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book in the chapter, Vision for You, on page 164, the second paragraph, starting with the third line, ask him in your morning meditation. We're going to read three sentences only, ending with, obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. And I would like to ask Janice P.M. to begin our reading this morning and unpack those three sentences. Thanks, Janice.
And thank you, Sherry M. I would like to thank you again. And my name is Janice, excuse me, P.M. I am a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. Well, see, first of all, the last sentence in the previous paragraph states that it's a promise that God will constantly disclose. Now, this is telling us the direction of what to do. And the direction that I got from the teaching is to pray. When it says ask him, that says to me, pray. Pray to who? Well, whoever your higher power is. And it's a capital H. So that my higher power is, I call him God. And this is what it's telling me to do. It's telling me when I should do this. And this says, ask him in your morning meditation. Morning. What you can do. How often? Each day. Each day, not yesterday, but each day for the man that is still sick. So that's what I have to do. And that's what I followed directions, and that's what I did to become recovered, not just to do that. But once I am recovered, you know, I continue because the purpose of the whole program is to give, to be useful to God and to someone else. Then it says here, the answer will come. So there's another promise. The answer will come, but if there's a situation, there's if, the word if, I cannot, you know, give this message out. That's what it says here. It will come, the promise will come, if my own house is in order, which means I have to know, I have to know my problem. When I tell my story, I have to know what happened to me. And to end the story, I have to tell them how I am today. And the only way I can get that solution, the answer, is to do these steps. But obviously, you cannot get recovered, or you cannot teach what you don't know and what you don't haven't experienced. That's what it means when it says, but obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. If I didn't get that spiritual awakening, I couldn't end the story, because that's the purpose of the whole book. is to get that spiritual awakening and transmit to help somebody else, to guide them, to tell them my story of how I solved, how God solved, how I received the solution. If I am recovered, because I have a new employer, remember? We have a new employer once we travel and complete these steps. And this is my job. This is my job now. Now that I am recovered, this is the description that I need to do, is to give it away. My whole personality changed. My attitude.
Gentle reminder.
Yes, thank you so much. And my behaviors in order to help somebody else. If I don't know the problem and I don't have the solution, I can't transmit any help. With that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Janice PM, for opening us up this morning and getting us started and unpacking those sentences. And now before I ask for names of people who would want to share, I want to remind the group that although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share this morning?
Kathleen O.
Penny L. C.
Okay, I have Kathleen O., Elaine, Penny L. C. Anybody else? Okay, we'll go ahead and start with Kathleen O., and followed by Elaine, and then I'll take names after Penny L. C. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Good morning. This is Kathleen O., recovered in Northern California. If I'm not recovered, I'm not going to be able to help anyone else be recovered. And if I haven't done these steps and had a spiritual experience, I'm not going to be able to help. And that's not my background noise. I'm not going to be able to help anyone else to go through the steps and have a spiritual experience. So ask him in your morning meditation what you can do for the man who is still sick. You know, we've been reading. Somebody's unmuted with dishes in the background, if you wouldn't mind muting. So we've been reading about, you know, helping others and how do we help those who are still suffering from this disease. So the answers will come if your own house is in order. And the answers will come, the answers will come if I'm not always thinking of myself, because when I do that, I block myself from the power. And the answers only do come from that power. So, you know, there's happiness, joy, and serenity. This is the real deal. And it comes from service, from helping others. And when I help others, I don't forget, you know, that I can have the ability to remember the pain and suffering and get that mental twist. So, you know, we're told nothing so much ensures immunity against picking up food as working with other compulsive overeaters. So this is really about walking hand in hand on the path of continuing to enlarge my spiritual connection to the power that, you know, does for me what I can't do for myself. And we can feed the disease or we can feed the spiritual answer. And, you know, we can choose the spiritual answer and life gets better. So the prayer meditation is really the best part of my day. I look at what I need to do. I look if I could have done something better. And it's how I get inspiration and direction from my higher power is through prayer and meditation and who and how, you know, I can help someone, because I can't help anyone if I don't go to God. I need to have a connection. And if I'm going to help, I've got to have a connection with that power so I can help someone else and help them get direction from their power. I'm not the one to tell them what to do. They'll get direction from their power. So, you know, to be recovered is a miracle. And if I can help and guide someone through the steps and they get this happiness, joy, and serenity that comes from working the steps, well, that's a miracle too. And there truly is nothing better. So thank you so much, and I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Kathleen. And just a gentle reminder, if you're not speaking, please make sure your phone is muted by pressing *1. So we can hear everyone's shares. We really appreciate it. All right, next up is Elaine, followed by Penny L.C. Go ahead, Elaine.
This is Elaine from New York. The way I see the reading there is that I'm asking God, for how I can help. First, I ask him when I feel powerless over, like, my sister, my son, my mother. Ask how God could help them, and how I could set an example for them. But I'm powerless. I am powerless over what I can do for them. But I'm not powerless over my own actions and my behavior. You know, and then, like, yes, my house has to be in order when I'm even praying. Because usually when my house is not in order, I'm not even praying. I don't even care about it. But I do this in the morning, you know, for these people, also people in my family, my friends, people in the program, you know. And that's the way I see it. Thanks. This is Elaine from New York.
Thanks, Elaine. Thanks so much, Elaine. Next up is Penny LC, and then I'll be taking another list. Go ahead, Penny.
Thank you, Sherry, for your service. Good morning, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny LC, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. When I read these sentences, I see my objective, you know, in seeking God's will, which includes having done my nightly review. To look at my spiritual fitness and how in balance I am, to think of what I could do for others. And then first thing in the morning, spending time with my higher power to receive that guidance I need for the day ahead, to refrain from being self-centered and strive to be God-centered. I know I'm seeking to comfort, as it says in one of our prayers, to comfort, to understand, and to love others. That's one of my objectives. And in looking to fulfill the rest with my spiritual purpose in recovery, I want to be able to pass on the solution, to be a conduit for my higher powers, light and love. And as was shared with me, the concept of focusing on clearing my channel with step 10, filling my channel with step 11 in my prayer and meditation, and then emptying my channel with step 12 by passing on the message of this program and these 12 steps and how they can change lives. So I know they have changed mine. And grateful that I can transmit something today. And just knowing that I need to reboot every morning and recultivate the humility that is there for me when I turn my will and my life over to my higher power. Grateful to be working with all of you. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Penny LC. Now I'm going to take a new lineup, and I just want to remind the group that although we really want to hear your experience, strength, and hope, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So I'm ready to take a new lineup.
Larry G. in California.
Hi, Larry. Larry G, Shauna C, yep.
Deborah G.
Deborah G.
Christine H.
Christine H. Anyone else? Okay, let's start with these four names. Go ahead, Larry G.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Larry G, and I'm a recovered compulsive eater in California. I'm riding pretty high right now. I just came off of a three-day weekend conference, AA conference, and I hosted a big book study. And got to do that for my daughter. My daughter's 10 years sober, and I would not have been in that room with her if I had not gotten absent, because our relationship had gone south, because I was really needing things from her that I was not, in my opinion, getting demanding dependency. But so I just want to speak to this. Can't transmit something we don't have. I didn't read that when I was before I came into a vision for you, because I was trying to sponsor people with a complete failure, because I was not absent. I thought I was, you know. I thought that a slip here and there was okay. I could get some comfort food here and there. It was okay. And it was just a disaster, because I just would get people through step one, two, and three, and they'd be gone. Or step one, they'd be gone. And I realize now that I was not recovered, and I had no business taking people to the steps, because I wasn't abstinent. But what about the new person coming in who's got one day? I remember when I first got sober in Alcoholics Anonymous, I had a couple days, and my sponsor would say, Larry, I want you to go and greet the new people who are coming through the door. And I'd say, I've only got 1 or 2 days. He said, yes, you've got 1 or 2 days more than they have. And so we have to discern. There's a difference here. I think sometimes maybe the new person on the line, they get overwhelmed, that they've got to be recovered before they can reach out and help other people. If you've got 1 or 2 days here, you've got 1 or 2 more days than the sick and dying member who is going to be introducing himself at the end of the call. Pick the phone up and call them. I did that, and my sponsors had me do that. A vision for you in May 2020 when I first came aboard, because I had something to offer. I had surrendered, and I was in a surrendered state of mind. I had not recovered, but I was in a surrendered state of mind, and I was an AA who had a lot of years and was really defiant and arrogant when I came into OA years ago. Now I had a crushing defeat, and I was able now to see, read the big book through the eyes of a compulsive eater, not as a recovered alcoholic. And I was able to transmit. I transmitted something I have. So don't lose heart if you're new out there. In fact, I think, you know, reaching out and helping people, to me, is, if you want to recover, that's one of the best ways we can do, is by giving it back. And you don't have to have gone through all 12 steps to do that. Thank you. I'm out.
Thanks, Larry G. And Shana C. is up next, followed by Deborah G. Go ahead, Shana.
Good morning. This is Shana C. Sorry, it took a second or two to get unmuted there. This is Shana C. from Tennessee, grateful recovered compulsive eater through God's grace. Every time I open my mouth on this meeting, I tear up a little bit, because I'm just so grateful. To be abstinent, and I know about from the bottom of my heart that there's no other way I could be abstinent and have this life that I have without a power greater than myself doing for me what I really cannot do for myself. And it is, and I'm so grateful for this fellowship, and so grateful that the help was there, and that people were there for me and were able to transmit what was so freely given to them, because, I absolutely needed the help, and I could not connect. I, like other people have shared, you know, and I had been in recovery for a long time, but for whatever reason, I was not like the other people in recovery who could just put down the food in their program. I needed the identification of another compulsive overeater who ate, felt, and thought like I did, who was powerless like I was, but had been changed, and was in a position of neutrality, and they were safe and protected from themselves with regard to food. I need that. And you guys were here for me. And in that gift of desperation, I was able to reach out, and that person took me through the steps, and I'm gratefully living in 10, 11, and 12 in this area of my life also. And one thing that I do remember is feeling that sense of uselessness and hopelessness as a newcomer coming in, like, what good can I do anybody right now? No, I could not share a program with someone because I hadn't gone through it myself. I had plenty of problems, plenty of identification with the problem, but I had no identification with the solution. Now, because I've been given the solution and living in the solution, I can identify with other people who are also living in the solution, which is what I need now as a recovered person, and that ability to carry the message to the newcomer as well. Like, and it's just absolutely amazing to me what a gift this is. I'm suffering with COVID right now, and I know in the bottom of my heart that the way that I'm eating now has a direct effect on how well I'm recovering from COVID. I'm not suffering near as bad as some of the other people that I know that have had it, and I'm so grateful. That's just one of the gifts, I believe. And before I ramble on too long, I think I'll be quiet and just let you guys know I'm so grateful you guys are here for me, and I hope that I can help other people in the way that I've been helped. And I think I'll keep doing what I'm doing every day. That's all I have. Thanks.
Thanks, Genesee. Deborah G is up next.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah G from Arizona. And thank you so much, Sherry, for chairing the meeting and everyone that's made this meeting possible. And all the shares, thank you for 12-stepping me today. And there's a lot in those sentences, and it just brings me to that experience of just starting my day, getting, you know, centered in that presence, that divine presence, that great reality. And, you know, having gone through the steps repetitively, I'm continually being prepped so that I can be a channel, so I can live that St. Francis prayer. And so taking that out into the world, in my programs and out into the world. And I love that, because I know when I'm in that flow and things are going to crop up, like in the 10th step it says that, things are going to crop up, I know what to do with them today. I know how to get back in that alignment, to get connected in that flow, so that when something does come my way, I can be a channel. I can be, like was shared, that channel. And I'm so grateful that I've been blessed to have been saved from all that other that I was in the food, to being in this place now, of being in that flow and helping other people, being able to do that. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Deborah G. And before Christine shares, I'd like to let everybody know, in case you entered late to the meeting, we are reading today from A Vision for You, page 164, in the Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, the second paragraph, starting with the third line, Ask Him in Your Morning Meditation. And we've read three sentences today, so grab your big books. And after Christine H., I'm going to take a new lineup. Go ahead, Christine.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And this morning, I'm thinking doubly of, you know, when I ask in my morning meditation what I can do for a man who's still sick, I'm thinking of myself, but then I'm also thinking of other people. And sometimes that's just me being honest with where I'm at, you know, and sharing. And so this morning it's been about my son, and he's been depressed, and he's been deciding, he's kind of got an addictive nature, but not sunk in any one thing. But yesterday he told me he was doing weed, you know, and I'm just like, oh dear. So I did 10 steps on him last night, this morning. So that's one thing I can do, keep doing for the man, you know, me, for me. And so that I keep in my own house and not be, you know, I keep myself in order and show up for my life the way I need to, instead of being constantly focused on him. So I'm still sad about it, but I know that, you know, I need to trust God and pray for him, and I'm going to back up here, and that he'll disclose to me, you know, how I can be of service to him and not try to fix him, because I can't do it, you know. And
And if I don't show up right, if I don't keep, like he's seen me improve, you know, the last 3 years, and if I don't keep showing up, if I sink into the food because of what he's doing or whatever, then I can't transmit anything to him, you know, and he thinks program is too hard, which, you know, sometimes I'm doing program 3 hours a day plus, you know, so some days it does seem hard, but, you know, the being in the food is harder. So thank you, everybody. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Christine. And I'd like to take another list of names. So if you haven't shared in the last 2 days, love to hear from you today. Go ahead and give me your name.
I'm sorry, what page are you on? What
page are you on? Hang on 1 second, guys. I'm just going to let this person know what page we're on. We're on page 164, the second paragraph. Ask him in your morning meditation, and we read 3 sentences. Okay, let's start over with a list of names.
Hiya. Elena C.
Okay. Here's what I have. I think it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to repeat what I have so far. I think I have Hiya, and then I have someone O. Elena C, Annie S. So those first two, could you repeat that?
Janice O.
Oh, Janice. Crystal S. Crystal
and
S.
It's Shawnee S.
Shawnee S. Perfect. It's, okay. So I have Shawnee S, Janice O, Elena C, Annie S, Crystal S. Let's start with this lineup, and then I'll take more if we have time. Go ahead. Shiny.
I thought Hiya.
Shiny S. Shiny, was that what it was?
Yeah, Shiny.
Yeah, go ahead. You're up. Yeah, go ahead. You're already unmuted. Okay, would you like to share, Shiny?
Yeah, I think there were a couple of people before me, though.
Okay, go ahead, Shani. I've got the list. Go ahead. Please.
Okay, thank you. This is Shani S. from New York. I never shared before, so I'm a little nervous. I'm literally reading off the paper, so I'm hoping that just my sharing this will be a service to others, and hopefully I'll have more opportunities for service in the future. Thank you. I pass.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing with us today, Shani, and welcome. Okay, Janice O is up next. And if I'm butchering your names, I really apologize. I had a hard time hearing this lineup. Go ahead, Janice.
Hi, everybody. This is Janice. It's like Denise with a J, Janice O, and I'm in San Diego, in California, sorry. Hi, everybody. My husband's chopping chicken in the background. Just wanted to say, because I don't talk a lot, and I come to this meeting every morning, and I'm someone who just has been struggling in the food, and I love this because, like someone else shared before, you know, I've been in many different programs for over 30 years, and I know to help others. I know that that's my way out, and right now, like, I'm really struggling to get abstinent, it's hard. It's like, oh, my God, I want to help, you know, so I do. I ask God. Like, this morning, I got on my knees, and I just said, God, I pray for your will and for the willingness to do what I need to do to get abstinent and honest and clean around my food. You know, and then I ask God, please let me be there for you and do your will in whichever way I can, you know, that I can be a decent human being, because I know in my food, I'm not always that. I'm self-centered, I'm self-focused, you know, but I do know that thing of also transmitting, you know, I transmit what I have either way. You know, I transmit if I'm in the disease or anyway. So I guess my thing is I want to say thank you to the Visions meeting. You know, I have had periods of abstinence. I've been in OA a very long time. And the truth is I've just been really unwilling to let go of my alcoholic foods. And so with that, I'm just being honest with God and myself and just asking for the willingness to let God into my heart so I can have this miracle, because I know this program works. I just have to work it, and I have to surrender and be honest. So I'm so grateful to be here. Thanks. My name is Janice O. from San Diego.
Thank you so much, Janice O., and thanks so much for sharing with us today. Very welcome. We love hearing new voices on the line. And next up is Elena C.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elena C. from Greenville, South Carolina, gratefully recovered compulsive overeater for today. And I really like these three paragraphs. And I have a meditation that I listen to every morning that summarizes the promises and the prayers and just the work on the steps that I listen to. And it mentioned asking in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. So the primary purpose after I'm recovered, of course, is to take care of myself and to be in conscious contact with my higher power. But it's about others. It's about getting out of myself and just looking at the world around me and see where is suffering, where is someone that needs help. And but for that, the answers will come. You know, when I ask God, what should I do now? And then I get quiet. And it, maybe not all the time, because I have a tendency to say, hey, God, show it to me now. You know, I need to have patience to be shown the path towards helping others. And, you know, the answers will come, but I have to have my house in order. And that means that I am in conscious contact with my higher power, or maybe certain percentage of conscious contact, and then my character defects be detached from me. Because when I was in my resentment and fear, you know, they were taking over and they were making decisions for me and they were hurting others. And then, like this big book say, the others will retaliate, and then my resentments will grow even closer. Because when I'm like that, be present, be the person in this world that I always wanted other people to be, because I cannot transmit something that I haven't got. If I am not in the steps of recovery, if I'm not in conscious contact and use my tools, then I cannot be of any service. And so truly, the primary purpose is to take care of me and stay in spiritually fit. And only that I could be of service to other people. And I am in mental health, and I have about 7 clients today I'm going to use. I need to make 2 other phone calls to 2 new clients and 2 people who have reached me from a vision. Oh, my God, God has given me so much, you know, so many opportunities to help others. And I'm looking forward to it because I'm with you guys. Your energy is surrounding me, and that's part of what's coming up from my higher power. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Perfect timing, Elena C. Okay, thank you. Next up is Annie S., followed by Crystal S. Go ahead, Annie. Star one to unmute. I'm pretty sure it was Annie. Is there an Annie there? Okay, why don't we go move on to Crystal S., and then we'll go back and look for Annie after. Crystal, are you available to share? Star one to unmute.
Hi, this is Crystal S. from California. Wow. Thank you this morning for the reminder. I am such a forgetter. It's so great to be reminded and to hear the highs of this program and people struggling. And yesterday, I had the most incredible experience. We had gone for a 6-mile hike, and my family's not in recovery, nor do they need to be. Sorry, I'm on my bike. And all the alcoholic foods were ordered. And I still don't know how this works, and I'm so grateful I don't know how it works. It wasn't self-will this time. It was just like, thank you, God, that just for yesterday, I did not have the compulsion. And it reminded me of the people that I've had the short opportunity to work with, and my sponsor, and if a little bit of ego is thrown in there, because I don't want to call and say, that's okay with me right now too. I know that if I were in the food, what I'm going through right now would be so much bigger. And it's not. It's just stuff. It's just life. So thank you all for being here and reminding me. I need to do a 10th step. Thank you all.
Oh, thank you so much, Crystal S. I'm going to call out for Annie again and see if she's available. Annie, are you there? And would you like to share?
Hi, this is Chaya S. I gave my name. Is it possible that you
still
come in?
Oh, yeah. I completely skipped over you in the very beginning. Go ahead, Chaya. Thank you. I thought I heard
okay.
That. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. So, I really appreciate being on a meeting and hearing about this and listening to other people's shares on this, both at the 7 o'clock meeting and the 8 o'clock meeting and Friday, to talk about where we are after, how do we stay in recovery after completing the steps. And after completing the steps and supposed to be working on 10, 11, and 12 and just getting my name, beginning to get my name out there to be a sponsor, I relapsed. So I'm going through the steps again, and I'm on step one. And where I know that I have failed to take these steps properly to have my own house in order was step two and step 11. You know, I was doing step 10s. I wasn't doing step 11. I was thinking, you know, I think about God. I pray. I pray for help. But I really did not take, I didn't do a nighttime reflection, accounting of my days. And I didn't take the time in the morning to sit and to ask God for help and to ask him to give me the day that I want to have. I want to have a day connected to him. I want to be working on being honest and free and abstinent. And if I'm not connected to God, you know, people talk about how food prevents us from being connected to God. If I'm not connected to God, then the thought comes into my mind, I'm irritable, discontent, frightened, happy. Maybe eating something will help me feel better. So this is where I'm recognizing right now that I have to work very, very hard to make sure that I really am honest with myself and that I'm really doing the steps. And I will. And that step 11 is nothing to sneeze at, and it's nothing to take for granted. Thank you, I pass.
Thank you so much, Chaya. I'm so glad you spoke up and let me know that I missed you. Did I miss anybody else from an earlier lineup that wants to share now? We definitely have time for another share. Or somebody who wants to just jump in. That'd be great.
Alexis in New Jersey.
Perfect. Go ahead, Alexis.
One of the ways that God has come to me is in awe and amazement of things like cardinals in our yard, the deer down here in Jersey in the Pine Barrens. They're just so beautiful. The deer are so elegant. The birds are so light and, you know, they look right at you. and then they just fly away, flutter away so quickly. And I'm just in amazed, so amazed at them. And that's one of the ways that God has come to me. It took 100 people to write this book as a guide, different opinions and different conceptions of God, as we all do. Each one of us has a different conception of God. And mine is that he's very kind and gentle and very forgiving, that I've come to know him. Not real strict, not real stern. He's a gentle father, and he doesn't have too many rules to follow. Abstinence to me is three not weighed and measured meals a day, but three moderate meals a day, and basically following a low carbohydrate meal plan. I do my 10th, 11th, and 12th step. Usually I do it in the morning and not at night, and go about my day. Yesterday I was talking to a sponsee that I had sponsored for a few weeks, and she dropped me. And part of me was angry and part of me was sad. I was sad for her because she was talking about, you know, leaving the program, and I said, you know, it's a lot of hope here, and you know, I don't like to see you miss out on it, and you know, keep the faith in yourself and in God, and hopefully you know, you'll stay with us. So yeah, I didn't put it to her in drastic terms, like you're gonna die if you leave, you know. Because I think that's the way God would talk to me. And there are times I've been very harsh myself. And I know that God has forgiven me for that. So I need to forgive others for their harshness as well, and myself. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Alexis. And that will be our last share for today. We will now close the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Kara L. please read a vision for you?
Sure. Good morning. My name is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.